Virgin with Shiva, lesson 174, conscious and subconscious. Remember, the sum total of the conscious mind only knows what has preceded it, what has gone before it, the past. What can it remember? It will only accept that which seems to be reasonable. So when the process of going inward persists, the sheaths have to be removed, one after another. The senses have to be quieted, the subconscious mind re-educated. This is how the conscious mind and the subconscious mind work hand in hand. The subconscious mind is like a great computer. It responds to the programming that has been set in motion through all the previous lives. Our reaction and habit patterns of this life form our tendencies for the next life, and the tendencies of our last life make our reactions and habit patterns of this life. Life after life after life, we have been programming the subconscious mind. It has been mainly programmed by awareness caught in the instinctive emotions of the senses of the conscious mind itself. The conscious mind can become just as vast and wonderful or as terrible as we want to make it. It is not to be feared. It is not to be ignored either. It is to be understood. The conscious mind is a state of mind just like all the others. For there is only one mind. Our individual awareness flows through the various phases of that one mind. The conscious mind is primarily an odic force structure. Odic force is the emanation of actinic force through the physical body. Hidden tendencies, repressions, suppressions, and reactionary habit patterns accumulate in the subconscious mind and give enough ballast of odic force for awareness to be neatly attached to everything of which it is aware. We are then in the conscious mind most of the time. We are then in the conscious mind most of the time, not inwardly oriented. When people are caught in the conscious mind and believe it to be absolute, they believe in finite terms such as, when you're dead, you're dead. So live your life and really get as much as you can out of it, because when you're dead, you're dead, and that's the end of it. They believe that the external world is absolutely real, and that anything of an inner life is simply imagination. They live a rather shallow life, perpetuated by their emotional habit patterns and reactions. They anger quickly, they are quick to become jealous, they are suspicious, and they become emotionally attached to other people with whom they later argue or fight. They love to be entertained. They seek entertainment, trying to get more out of everything that is possible to get. Their desire nature is never satisfied in their conscious mind experience. Awareness has been enmeshed in these conscious mind desire cycles for such a long period of time that to release it and dive deep within, we must first gain mastery of awareness through attention and concentration. After awareness is wise to the conscious mind and the subconscious has been positively reprogrammed, attention and concentration bring us into sub-superconscious states. We begin to breathe regularly and diaphragmatically. We become aware of only one thing at a time in the physical world, allowing one thing to attract our attention rather than continuing to ramify. This practice begins to weave awareness into subsuperconscious perceptive states. As soon as we are on the spiritual path and begin to understand inner things, awareness begins detaching itself from that which it is aware of. The object is to keep in that inner state and as much out of the conscious mind as possible. This puts us into an intuitive state in which we begin observing the conscious mind, understanding it, and being in it, but not of it.